I am a genius. I think, speak, write illuminating ideas. I am a genius. I think, speak, and write illuminating ideas. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with meditation. I am a genius. I think, speak, and write illuminating ideas. What does it mean to be a genius? What does it mean to be a genius in every single thing that you do? What does it mean to be a genius in how you think and you act and you walk and you talk and you live? What does it mean to be a genius? Well, a genius means one phrase, which I love very much: be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Now, what does it mean to be yourself and have fun? Just what does that mean, to be yourself and have fun? Well, to be yourself and have fun means that you listen within to whatever ideas flood into your consciousness and you follow them. I'm a genius. I think, speak, and write illuminating ideas. When you are being yourself and having fun, you are listening within. You are listening to whatever is going on in your heart. And you tell your heart the direction and the general idea of where you want to go, but it's up to you to have that happen. Now, what do you want for yourself? What do you want for yourself? What kind of a genius are you? What kind of a life do you want to project for yourself? What kind of a world do you want to put yourself into? Good thought, isn't it? What kind of a world do you want to put yourself into? Well, now, that's a good thought. I want to put myself into a world of peace, harmony, love, joy, goodness, right action, abundance, everything that is lovely. Well, now, isn't that a Pollyanna point of view? Yes, it is. It's a good Pollyanna point of view. It's a good point of view of everything is in divine order. It's a good point of view of knowing that all is wonderful. It's a good point of view of knowing that that's who I am. And that is who I am. I am that divine beingness. I am that divine wonder. I am that divine magic being. I am that. Now, I'm a genius. Now, does that mean I'm better than somebody else? No. A genius merely means you're using all of the magic that's within you to be you and expressing it in its most wonderful, positive, dynamic way. To be a genius means that everything you do expresses the highest and the best that you're able to think and do. A genius means that you have let go of thinking you don't know something, and you just say, I know that I know that I know. Divine in me knows the answer, always. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer, always. You don't say, this person is a genius, this person knows it all. You know, like in the Apple store, they have their geniuses, and you go up to the genius counter, and they'll give you any answer you want on Apple products. And so you go up there and you say, this is a tough one. And they say, lay it on me. And so you tell them the problem. And they say, seems like this would be the solution that would be best to take for that. Because what had brought on that problem was that this was not functioning properly. Now let's just look at this. And it's something far removed from what you might have ever thought of was really the problem. And it was a problem. And so then you look at that with the genius, and sure enough, he does a few little machinations with pressing buttons here and there and showing you what he's doing, hopefully. And as he does this, he shows you what you can do to remedy your own problem should it ever happen again. But it's just a matter of saying, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. Now, it's true. The genius at the Apple store has trained in Apple products and learned how to think them. But stop and think. Do you think that these young people who are trained in the Apple store and trained by the Apple people could come up with the answers to all of the problems of all of the products that the Apple company produces, and also to the third-party products that are used by the Apple products? Do you think they could know that? Do you think that in all the years of life that they could ever come up with all the answers to all those things? Well, the answer is no. What is it that they do do? What they do is they meditate upon it. They say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer, and then they go forth and show you the answer. Now, if they're having a bad day, they might think to themselves, oh, this is a bad day, I'm not going to do too well today. Well, lo and behold, they don't do too well. But if they have a bad day and they say, hey, I better stop and take a break, better look into myself here, hey, I'm a genius. I am a genius. I know the answer. The divine in me knows the answer. I know the answer. I know the answer. I know the answer. And as you say that, I know the answer. Wow, you know the answer. It just flashes into your mind. Ah, my God, why didn't I think of that before? And then there it is, right before you. Just a slight moment of meditation on the problem, not the problem, but on its solution. The problem is there. And you say, what is the solution? You don't say, what is the problem? You know what the problem is. You say, what is the solution? And I know that I know that I know that the divine in me knows the answer, and lo and behold, it's there. Now, do you think that all these geniuses at Apple say, I know that I know that I know that the divine in me knows the answer? No. They say, I know that I know that I know, I know that answer. I know that answer. No, they have no reason to know that answer. They have no previous skills, previous information, previous studies, previous action that has shown them what that answer should be. But they stop and they say, I know that answer. And then they let that answer be revealed to them. They may not know it's the divine within them. We don't know it's the divine within us that tells us half the things we do either. But they may not know that, but that's what it is. That's what it is. What is your motivation? What is your desire? Is your desire not to find the answer, or is your desire to find the answer? Is your desire to know the answer or not know the answer? If your desire is not to know the answer, you'll not know it. If your desire is to know the answer is right there in front of you, staring you right in the face, and you say, ah, yes, that is it. Not, oh, wonderful, magic, oh, no, you say, ah, yes, oh, I see, mm-hmm. Simple as that, and it usually is simple as that. So, say I'm a genius. I think, speak, and write illuminating ideas. I am an absolute genius in everything I do. Whenever I speak to someone, I speak loving thoughts. Whenever I speak to someone, I share loving ideas. Whenever I think about anything, I think of it in a loving context. Whenever I write anything, I write in a loving attitude, and I write in a loving way of directing my thoughts to the ideas that I want to express. And I do that every time. And is that wonderful? Is that wonderful? But that's what meditation's all about. And that's what I'm all about. And that's what you're all about. Meditate on the idea, I am a genius. I think, speak, and write illuminating ideas. And know that the Apple Store geniuses have nothing on anybody else. They're a bunch of young people who have been told that they are geniuses. They have told that they can walk on fire. So to speak, they've been told that they can do what seems to be the impossible. And so nothing comes to their attention that causes them any frown on their face. It just causes them an OIC illumination in their consciousness to the answer. And the same is true for you, and the same is true for me, and the same is true when we say, let it be. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.